Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. It's good to be back with you today, folks. Good to be back because we heard from another soldier today who called me and said he's leaving the military. He's telling them to pack sand. He's not going to go kill civilians anymore, and he's really upset. And he wants to come on the program. I said, we may be able to work that out. So very soon he's going through some pretty tough times right now because he's told his commanders he's not going to be killing innocent people anymore, non-combatants, and they're really upset with him. So hopefully he will be free soon to, I don't know how free he'll be because he's going to go through hell on earth. But anyway, it's just so great, folks, to hear from these brave Americans. You know, I'm surrounded here, and up here we have our Christian constitutional communities up here in Idaho, and I'm blessed to be surrounded by very fine American patriots, many of them ex-military and also in the private sector. And we're surrounded by great Americans in the private sector who are very brave and great Americans, and many of them call in this program and support Republic Broadcasting Network. Matter of fact, some of them are the people that that run Republic Broadcasting Network for that amount. And but it's wonderful to work with the greatest people on earth today. And our soldiers and police officers that love God and love freedom, there's literally thousands and thousands of them out there that we can communicate from time to time, just warms the cockles of this old cop's heart. Now, where the cockles are in your heart, I never have found out, but they are warming up for me every time I get a letter or an email or a phone call from one of our brothers and sisters out there that are standing up against this evil world government system that's coming upon us. Praise God. So anyway, I wanted to share that with you and talk to you about a lot of great things happening in America today, and even overseas, wonderful things are happening. Yes, we're going to talk positive today. We're going to talk about President Bush and Tony Blair might very well be indicted for war crimes. I mean, can it get any better than that, folks? We'll be right back to talk about it after this break.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Donno Cafe? Donno Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Donno Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Brothers and sisters out there, be still my heart. I'm getting so excited here, folks. You know, the Bush crime family, for generation after generation, helped set up this Antichrist world government system under the League of Nations and then the United Nations. And they funded and helped promote Hitler's rampage throughout Germany and other nations. And I mean, they've been so reprobate and evil for so many years, just decades and decades and decades. And Bush Jr., Father Bush is still the president, we believe, here at our two police and military association, but Baby Bush has been out there being the puppet of Daddy and doing everything he's been told to do. And Tony Blair's as evil as they come and have caused so much homeland insecurity for Britain, just like Bush has caused absolute homeland insecurity for America by attacking nations that never attacked us and is going to attack more nations that never attacked us. But it looks like it may come home to roost, because these internationalist organizations that Bush and the crime lords believe so much in, they don't believe in national organizations anymore. They like setting up these international organizations. Well, one of these may be reaching out to bite them on their derriere very soon. Greg Szymanski with American Free Press put this out this report, he says, as President George W. Bush jet sets around the world, promoting the neoconservatives' own brand of democracy, there is one overseas meeting in June which he will likely avoid like the plague. In late May, Bush and England's Prime Minister Tony Blair received personal invitations to attend a session of the World Tribunal on Iraq in Istanbul on June 23 to the 27th. The White House spokesman told American Free Press he was unaware of the meeting and any such group. Isn't that interesting, folks? The World Tribunal on Iraq, they never heard of it. What happened to the CIA and the NSA and all these wonderful organizations that are supposed to give them intelligence briefings all the time? I'm sure that the NSA and the FBI, CIA knows nothing about the World Tribunal on Iraq. And, of course, the president never heard of it. But anyway, be that as it may, the World Tribunal on Iraq, made up of thousands of people worldwide, including many prominent scholars and dignitaries, seeks to reclaim justice regarding the Iraq invasion. The group was formed 2 years ago with the intent to document the war crimes orchestrated by Bush and Blair, eventually bring both heads of state to justice because of what the group leader says is, and I quote, an arrogant flouting of world opinion and established law, unquote. The World Tribunal on Iraq media spokesman Hillel Cooey, K-U-E-Y, I think I'm saying that right, Cooey, said many countries around the world are not as kind towards the two leaders as the West, viewing the Iraq invasion as an overt act of aggression. Since the U.S. administration and the U.K. government have used their power to avoid being prosecuted for an illegal and illegitimate war, the citizens of the world have undertaken an initiative to reclaim justice, said Cooey, from her office in Turkey. The world is calling for Bush and Blair to be held accountable for the crimes committed in Iraq. And indeed, folks, I can tell you, as a veteran soldier and a man in communication with just many, many soldiers, that indeed they have committed horrible war crimes and are still committing them today as they poison our soldiers there, destroy the lives of our soldiers with depleted uranium and all kinds of injections into their body to destroy them so that when they use them up on the battlefield and they come home, they won't be healthy enough to join us at taking back our country. But anyway, they said the world is calling for Bush and Blair to be held accountable for their crimes committed in Iraq. Destruction of Iraq. The Istanbul Conference is a accumulation of 2 years of investigating and documenting the occupation and destruction of Iraq, as numerous sessions have been held in many foreign capitals around the world. The Istanbul Conference marks the third anniversary of the Iraqi invasion. The formal letter sent to Bush is highly critical of the U.S.-led war in Iraq and asks Bush to defend his position to the world, something the WTI, that's the World Tribunal on Iraq, leaders say he has avoided for 3 years. We, and here's out of that letter, I believe, folks, it's a quote here, we on behalf of the peoples of the world who believe in justice start from the conviction that you have been acting in violation of the common values of humanity, international treaties, and international law. Isn't that something? Bush loves international law. His family just lives for international treaties, and they're coming to get him. That's what it looks like here. You have been acting in violation of common values of humanity, international treaties, and international law, stated the letter sent to the White House and numerous American and British embassies around the world, asking both Bush and Blair to attend and defend their positions in June. Since the organization claims Bush has ignored worldwide pleas to respect international law, the WTI has spread to almost every capital in the world in an attempt to fight what it calls a war of aggression launched despite the opposition of people and governments all over the world. And here's more of the quote. There is no court or authority that will judge the acts of the United States and its allies. If the official authorities fail, an authority derived from universal moral and human rights principles can speak for the world, said Cooey, the WTI spokesman. Our legitimacy derives from the failure of official international institutions to hold accountable those who have committed grave international crimes and constitute a continued menace to world peace. Amen, sister. Cooey, you're right, because we're coming after all those nations in the Middle East. Our brothers and sisters are going to be dying not for America, but for these international crime lords. But I digress. She goes on to say, we have a duty to take action against wars of aggression, war crimes, crimes against humanity, and other breaches of international law. The WTI will not end in Istanbul, as it is to be considered a continuing process. The investigation of what happened in Iraq is of prime importance to restore truth and preserve collective memory against the constant rewriting of history. We are challenging the silence of international institutions and seeking to put them under pressure to fulfill their obligations under international law. A growing clamor. Besides the Iraq war, the WTI is also investigating the growing clamor over what has been called America's effort to create a new world order to dominate the world. I hate, folks, to see the name America's effort in there, because these are the crime lords, international crime elite, that is leading us and unwitting Americans into this effort to create a new world order. But they blame all Americans, you and me, is what they're doing here. They've been called America's effort to create a new world order to dominate the world. You know, I like this lady Cooey there at the World Tribunal on Iraq. She seems to know what's going on. I hope those on the board know what's going on, too. Okay, so she says, the WTI initiative seeks to be part of a broader movement to stop the establishment of the new imperial world order as a permanent state of exception with constant wars as one of its main tools, says Cooey. We hope to bring a moral, political, and judicial judgment that contributes to bringing or building a world of peace and justice. Now, we got to be careful there, folks, because until the Prince of Peace returns, we cannot have a world of peace and justice. I don't know how Cooey feels about that, but it could be that once again they're talking about the wonderful, peaceful, and humanitarian United Nations. Yes, that could be what they mean, but let's hope not. The WTI has been endorsed and signed by such notable worldwide figures as Richard Falk, professor of international law at the University of California at Santa Barbara, Ken Coates, chairman of the Bertrand Russell Peace Foundation. That's a laugh. Bertrand Russell was a globalist, communist, evil, evil man. So I don't know who this Ken Coates is, chairman of the Bertrand Russell Peace Foundation. Bertrand Russell never wanted peace, never pushed for peace. He pushed for a communist world system. But I digress again. Let's go on. Baskin Oran, former European member of Parliament and professor of international relations at the University of Ankara, and a Denise J. Holliday, former assistant U.N. Secretary General from 1994 to 1998. So that's it, folks. Once again, you know, I guess it gets you excited and you get hopeful that maybe these crime lords that are leading these attacks on nations that have never attacked this nation would be brought to judgment here at this time in history. We know, of course, that the Lord is going to bring them to justice and they will be punished at a later time, but it just kind of makes you feel good when occasionally, very, very seldom, somebody that's an evildoer at this time actually gets prosecuted and gets justice for their crimes at this time. We can just pray about it and let the Lord sort it out, folks. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program on the Great Republic Broadcasting Network in just a couple minutes.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aranair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly-absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Well, folks, it is absolutely true that this is the time to stand up and do something, to get out of your prayer closets and get busy, folks. We can prevail. All over this nation, positive things are happening when we get out and we do something, not just talk about it, not just grumble about it, but get out and do something. Parents in Montgomery County, Maryland, where I graduated from high school, which borders the nation's capital, prevailed and forced the school board to abandon a sex education program that was teaching young children about the wonders and marvelous homosexual lifestyle, while graphically demonstrating birth control techniques. And you know what those are. You've heard about them before, the old banana and the condom. They set the little children down beside each other, and they have to work things out. The board also ousted the citizens' committee who came up with a plan. We can do it, folks. If we just have a plan and work the plan, God blesses us every single time. The thing is, we've got to do something. That's what we need to do. Thank goodness for this World Tribunal on Iraq. I don't know who these people are, but they're doing something. You know, I always used to marvel as a cop and knowing for years and years and years that the communists had taken over America and are in control today. I marveled at their ability to just work night and day. Even when they were defeated in some way, they would rise up immediately and go back to work and work night and day to destroy God and destroy America. And they're still doing it today. while we watch the ball games and we do all these wonderful things we all like to do, go fishing and hunting and watch daytime TV if you're one of the unemployed today, just too busy to do anything. So anyway, I collect these sayings from the scriptures and elsewhere, and I want to ask you to send me any that you find in the Holy Scriptures, folks, because I like to hammer people with this all the time. Like, I have a letter here from a dear lady, and I think I've lost it temporarily here, where she's scolding a person for actually taking action, and she's saying, God will do it when God gets here. What are you doing? I thought you were a Christian. I thought you know that this is a spiritual battle, and what you're trying to do won't end in success. God will do it when he gets here. Well, that's a bunch of baloney, folks. That is not in the Holy Scriptures. All in all, throughout the Holy Scriptures, God talks about people getting up and doing something, just like he gave example after example with the prophets and the disciples. And he asked over and over in the scriptures, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Action words, folks. Who will rise up? Who will stand up? That's in Psalms 94:16, if I remember correctly. And then we have others here. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty... Remember, we talked about the only place you get liberty is in nations that are under God. That's why we've been the freest nation on the face of the earth, because we have a biblical foundation, or did. We used to have liberty. And so the Bible says, and whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. A doer of the work. You hear that word, folks? Somebody's doing the work. God says, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. I mean, these are wonderful things, folks, that we can all do something every single day. God said then, Ezekiel, I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge, that it would stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Well, he's finding some today, folks, all across America and across other nations. People are beginning to stand up for God and stand up for liberty and justice against the enemies of mankind and the enemies of God. Yes, we do have those out there that we hammer all the times to do something, but I want to remind you what my old granddaddy said, do not waste time encouraging pigs to fly. Some people will never do what's right. Some people will never get out of their comfort zone and stick their head up. Could you possibly get in trouble if you stick your head up? Yes. Matter of fact, God says it's a gauge of if you are following my laws. In Luke 22, I think it's 12, he says, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. Yes, you'll be persecuted if you stand up for God. That's what he says. Look at the examples throughout history. Look at the founding fathers that all had prices on their heads. And I won't go into the stories of how many lost their homes and their families. And it was horrible, the punishment many went under because they stood up against unrighteousness and ungodliness. But you know, folks, I said when I spoke in California before that group a couple weeks ago, I said, I'm afraid to stand up and speak out and do these things, but I'm more afraid to not do them. Because I know God takes good notes, and we should fear God rather than man, the Bible tells us. So we need to get together and do these things that are working as we stand up. Praise God, it's happening all across the country. We'll be back just a minute, a couple minutes here, after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Off my diatribe here a little bit. I've got other things to talk to you about and share with you, but let's open the phone lines up if you'd like to call in tonight. You can call in on 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. You know, I'm really impressed, too, with the people that are standing up and speaking the truth today. I don't know if you folks have heard of Dr. Paul Craig Roberts or not. He was in the globalist movement basically for a long time, and I'm wondering if God is not hitting him in the head with a 2x4 and he's coming out. He was a contributing editor for National Review, a globalist organization, former assistant secretary of the U.S. Treasury. He worked as an associate editor for the globalist Wall Street Journal, and on and on and on. But listen to him speaking here. God can move in mysterious ways and often does. Okay, his wonders to perform. George W. Bush and his gang of neocon warmongers have destroyed America's reputation. Hear, hear. It is likely to stay destroyed because at this point, the only way to restore America's reputation would be to impeach and convict President Bush for intentionally deceiving Congress and the American people in order to start a war of aggression against a country that imposed no threat to the United States of America and can redeem itself only by holding Bush accountable. My goodness gracious. As intent as Republicans were to impeach President Clinton for lying about a sexual affair, they have a blind eye for President Bush's far more serious crimes and lies. Bush's lies have caused the deaths of thousands and thousands of people, injured and maimed tens of thousands more, devastated a country, destroyed America's reputation, caused 1 billion Muslims to hate America, ruined our alliances with Europe, created a police state at home, and squandered $300 billion and counting. Wow. I would also add to this, folks, he has caused homeland insecurity here in America, too. Because of the threats of attacks we now have from citizens of other countries, folks, that have never intended to attack America. But for survival reasons, as they know, the Arabs, the Muslims know we're coming to country to country to country to take them over and put in a puppet government and subject them to this Antichrist world government movement. Why wouldn't they attack America? My goodness gracious. But anyway, let's go back to Paul Craig Roberts here. He says, American riots, which have left Afghan cities and towns in flames and hospitals overflowing with casualties, have forced Bush's Afghan puppet, President Hamid Karzai, to assert his independence from his U.S. overlords. In a belated act of sovereignty, Karzai asserted authority over the heavy-handed U.S. troops whose brutal and stupid ways sparked the devastating riots there. Karzai demanded control of the U.S. military activities in Afghanistan and called for the return of the Afghan detainees who are being held at the U.S. prison in Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. Abundantly evidence now exists in the public domain to convict George W. Bush of the crime of the century, a secret British government memo dated July 23, 2002, leaked to the Sunday Times, May 2005, reports that Bush wanted to remove Saddam through military action justified by the conjunction of terrorism and WMD lies. But the intelligence and facts were being fixed around the policy, this memo says. Fixed around the policies. In other words, they were forming the intelligence, which was lies, and the facts, which were lies, around the policy of going and taking out Saddam. But the case was thin, he says. Saddam was not threatening his neighbors. He has no WMD capacity. Was less than that of Libya, North Korea, and Iran. The UK Attorney General said that the desire for regime change was not a legal base for military action. There were three possible legal bases for action. Self-defense, if Iraq attacked us, humanitarian intervention, or the United Nations Security Council authorization. The first and second could not be based in this case, relying on UNSCR 1205 of 3 years ago would be difficult. That's what this memorandum said. This memo is the mother of all smoking guns, says Roberts. Why isn't Bush in the dock? I don't know if that means prison or what. I don't know, in the dock. As American democracy failed, has American democracy failed at home? Well, American democracy hasn't failed at home. It's still as evil as it always was. The American Republic has failed at home. But anyway, hallelujah for Paul Craig Roberts. That thing hits right between the eyes where it ought to hit, folks. He's really very much on target with that. Phone lines are open if you'd like to call in tonight. Otherwise, I'm going to talk to you about 25% of you out there are crazy. Do you believe it? Remember, beware of the sage on the stage. Beware of the sage on the stage. I could be lying to you, and so could the people that published this poll here. Mental illness strikes 26% of U.S. adults, it says. Fortunately, these 26% can be easily found. They're in the federal and state government offices all over the country, says Bill, who sent us this. Bill, thank you for sending this to our Police and Military Association. says here 1/4 of Americans qualify as having mental illness, question mark. Could it be that the mood-altering drugs mandated in the public school systems could be part of the problem, question mark. And when did this all start? What was the percentage of mental illness prior to all those wise persons who decided that drugging our children for the last 20 years now was how to maintain classroom order? The war on drugs is another contributor to this, of course. The IMHO, I don't know what that is. I've seen it before, but can't remember what it is. He says, the war on drugs is another contributor to this, IMHO. I don't know what that means. As with all government programs, it is a total failure, increases whatever the problem is they declare a war on. In other words, they do a war on drugs and there's more drugs. They do a war on poverty, there's more poverty. They do a war on terrorism, and guess what? They create more terrorism. When you have a government that is supposed to operate under the set of rules, but in fact is just the opposite, when you have politicians saying one thing and doing another, when you are told you live in a free country, but everything you do requires some kind of permit or license, or you are subject to fine and or jail, well, is that enough to drive everyone crazy or not? Let us always keep in mind the recent push for mental health screening nationwide. Have to keep those psychos in white coats employed, you know, and the general population under control by medication. Keep the pharmacy industry in operation, in other words. How do we define crazy? That's a good question. Is it a president who stands before us proclaiming some war on terror and sending our troops to a land around the globe while purposely leaving all entry points to America wide open for terrorists? Could that be defined as crazy? Now, that is a sure sign of mental illness to me. Either the president is crazy or the voters who are putting up with such lies and corruption are crazy. I will agree to a certain percentage of Americans are suffering some form of mental illness. It is called voting for those idiots who want to represent them. Anyone who votes for the likes of Clinton, Bush, Gore, McCain, Kennedy, etc., has to be a blooming idiot, which is crazy, which is a form of mental illness. The media blames myth. I blame the mental illness pushers and creators who drug our people for everything from sniffles to honest anger over the mess America is in. Jackie Junta. Very, very well said. Very, very well said. Today, it says here, today, oh boy, this is a good one here. Listen to this, folks. Today we need a nation of minutemen, citizens who are not only prepared to take arms, but citizens who regard the preservation of freedom as the basic purpose of their daily lives. Who said that, folks? John F. Kennedy said that. We need a nation of minutemen. Boy, I'll tell you, that would make the Bush crime family just roll over, would it not? Just have them roll over. Well, I want to talk here while we're waiting for somebody to call in, if anybody's going to call in tonight, about the psychiatrists who are leading us into the crazy wards. This is what many of their goals are. As Bertrand Russell said, remember, his name came up a little earlier in the program tonight, philosopher, educator, and atheist, and I think Luciferian too. He said, I think the subject which will be most important politically is mass psychology of the people. Its importance has been enormously increased by the growth of modern methods of propaganda, control of the media, and so forth, folks, control of the schools. He says, although this science will be diligently studied, it will be rigidly confined to the governing class, that is mass psychology. The governing class, folks, is the elite that control our governments today. He says the populace will not be allowed to know how its convictions were generated. Amen. That's right. That's exactly what's going on today, folks. I don't know if you ever had an opportunity to read a little book called The Soviet Art of Brainwashing. Washington. The Soviet Art of Brainwashing. There you go. The synthesis of a Russian textbook on psychopolitics is the name of this book. The Soviet Art of Brainwashing, a synthesis on the Russian textbook on psychopolitics. Now, it was written by a good, hardcore, card-carrying communist, Kenneth Galf. But it was after he came out of the Communist Party and began to stand up and fight for America. Too bad they killed him soon after that. But anyway, in this book, The Soviet Art of Brainwashing, a synthesis of the Russian textbook on psychopolitics, Mr. Galf, a one-time dues-paying member of the Communist Party, writes this. He says, during my training, I was trained in psychopolitics. This was the art of capturing the minds of a nation through brainwashing and fake mental health. Kenneth Galf paid a high price for his efforts to alert all American people. After attempting to inform America of the Marxist-trained psychologists being placed inside the U.S. to change the morals and the beliefs of our nation, he mysteriously died of poisoning. Somebody says it was in 1963, but I had somebody say no, it was later than that. But he is gone. He had a mysterious poisoning. His farewell in his book says this, folks, if you can get a hold of it, go on the web and just put in The Soviet Art of Brainwashing by Kenneth Galf, G-O-F-F. And it may even be on the web. I believe it probably is. But in the farewell in his book, he said this, this manual of the Communist Party should be in the hands of every loyal American, that they may be alerted to the fact that it is not always by armies and guns that a nation is conquered. In his books, or in his book, folks, is found the address by a man named Laventria Beria, the head of Lenin University School of Psychopolitics. Isn't it funny you've never heard about that in the media? That's being practiced here in the United States all over. It's taking over the psychopolitics, and yet it's never been spoken about in the media. And there's a good reason for that. The media, of course, is for it, behind it, and they're going to be sure you never hear about it. But Kenneth Galf's book in his 1933 address, or I'm sorry, it wasn't Kenneth Galf, but in his book he's talking about Laventria Beria, head of the Communist Secret Service, wasn't it, or KGB or something like that. I think it was KGB. I'm trying to recall this from memory. And my memory's not all that good today. But anyway, Laventria Beria was speaking to a group of American school kids that were sent over here by the communists in our nation. Their children were sent over to Russia, to Lenin University, in 1933. And Laventria Beria came in to open up the training for these young Americans, anti-American moms and dads sent them over here, the communists in the United States, to get this training so they could become psychiatrists and psychologists in the United States and use psychopolitics on our own people. Beria, speaking to this group of young people who would return and ply their treachery in the United States, he said this. He says, a psychopolitician must work hard to produce the maximum of chaos in the fields of mental healing. You must work until every teacher of psychology unknowingly or knowingly teaches only communist doctrine under the guise of psychology. You must labor until every doctor and psychiatrist is either a pseudo-politician or an unwitting assistant to our aims. You must labor until we have dominion over the minds and bodies of every important person in your nation, America. You must work until suicide arises from mental imbalance and is common and calls forth no general investigation or remark. Yes, we have government suicides all the time, don't we, folks? People that are governmentally suicided. He goes on to say, you must dominate as respected men and women in the fields of psychiatry and psychology. You must dominate the hospitals and universities and the schools. You can come and take your instruction as worshipers of Freud. Psychopolitics is a solemn charge. With it, you can erase our enemies as insects. Your psychologists can change their leaders' loyalties by psychopolitics. Given a short time with a psychopolitician, you can alter forever the loyalty of a soldier in our hands, or a statesman, or a leader in his own country, or you can destroy his mind. Use the courts, use the judges, use the constitution of the country, use its medical societies and its laws to further our ends. By psychopolitics, create chaos, leave a nation leaderless, kill our enemies, and bring to earth, through communism, the greatest peace man has ever known. Thank you. Now, this is only a short part of Berea's speech to the visiting American psychology students that were sent there by their parents. And it has been applied very well in America. Think of the psychological testing that will go on every child in American schools in the very near future, folks. We'll be right back, and we have a caller on the phone. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission. Take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20-franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost 1/5 ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills mold and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly-absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Welcome back to the Author Jack McLean program. Dr. Paul Brandwan, leading U.S. child psychologist, and this man also instructs teachers on how to recognize mental disability in our school children, states this: every child who believes in God is mentally ill. Dr. Chester Pierce at Harvard University, a professor there, says every child that enters school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with an allegiance to our institutions, towards the preservation of this form of government that we have. Patriotism, nationalism, and sovereignty all proves that the children are sick because A truly well child is one who has rejected all of those things and is truly an international child of the future. Folks, they're coming after the kids. Get your kids out of the public school system before they start injecting them and testing them. Let's go now to the phones, and it is Nicholas in Texas. Nicholas, welcome to the program.
Glad to be on your show, Jack.
Thank you.
Let me tell you, first off, I really appreciate everything that you do and all the research and hard work that you put into your program.
Well, thank you so much, brother.
I do appreciate it. And secondly, I'd like to say, e pluribus unum, I am one of many. And when people come to realize that we all are in this thing together and we all make a difference, there's no way that these globalist elitists can stand up and truly wage war psychologically and otherwise against all of us, because they just don't have enough resources. And Alex Jones, in a lot of his broadcasts, he likes to talk about how they're waging a psychological warfare against us, and that really hits home for me, because I've been listening to these broadcasts for about 7 years now, and when it comes right down to it, it's all upstairs. And once you get past the fear, you can learn that there's a lot more worth fighting for. And if we don't do something, we're going to lose it all.
Amen, brother. Well said. Well said, Nicholas. Yes, you're right. Action is where it's at. God said, put feet to your prayers, pray, but then get out and do something. You know, he can only work through his people. As the Bible shows us, that's the way he works. Now, when he comes back, he's going to clean house and help us with anything we didn't accomplish. But over and over, we're given examples of the greatest people on the face of the earth that were the ones that stood up against evil leaders and evil people in high places. And, Nicholas, that's our duty. And we say here at our police and military association, duty is ours, consequences are God's. We're just supposed to do our duty. Isn't that right, Nicholas?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Nicholas, for those good thoughts. You're truly, it's good to serve with you at this time, brother, okay?
One last thing.
Yes.
Considering I happen to be one of the only callers on your program this hour,
uh-huh.
I think a few more people ought to load up the phone lines, because everyone has a little bit of insight that they can put in, and I really appreciate anyone who's courageous enough and willing enough to stand up and say what's in their heart.
They're my favorite people, Nicholas, and you're one of them. So thank you for doing just that, okay, brother?
Thank you.
All right, have a good night, and call back again now. Well, folks, I hear the music out there, and I haven't done this in a while. I want to give you my pledge. I want to tell you, a nation under God first. This is what I pledge to you. Freedom forever, an anti-God new world order, absolutely never. I like to give you this pledge because, you know, I truly love you, America. I truly do. Good evening.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns. People like you and me.
prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.